Hello, everyone. Welcome to Picture Pictionary. Picture Dictionary.
Okay, I was going to ask,
what
was
that? Got that twisted around.
Okay.
Picture Dictionary.
That's right.
Six words today.
Yay,
right?
exciting words.
Carrying on from yesterday, we're still looking at things you'll need for your pet. We learned, mostly about cats and dogs, right? Carriers, leashes, collars, tags, cat teaser wands, and grooming. So good stuff to keep your dog and cat healthy and happy. And today, we're going to continue on with some more great words.
对啊，昨天我们学到了好多有关这个宠物需要的字哦，像是宠物美容师，还记得是什么字吗？就是没错 ，groomer。OK， 还有这个 cat teaser wand， 哇，听起来有点长，其实就是逗弄猫咪的这种棒哦。OK， 所以今天呢，待会我们要学到更多有关这个宠物呢，他们会还要需要什么东西 ？So let's find out in today's article.
What does my pet need?
Litter box.
Litter box.
Chris cleans the cat's litter box every day so it doesn't smell.
Chris cleans the cat's litter box every day so it doesn't smell.
Cat tree.
Cat tree.
Anthony got a cat tree for his kitten to climb and scratch.
Anthony got a cat tree for his kitten to climb and scratch.
Bedding.
Bedding.
Tina uses old newspaper as bedding for her pet rabbit.
Tina uses old newspaper as bedding for her pet rabbit.
Cage.
Cage.
The hamster has food, water, and toys in its cage.
The hamster has food, water, and toys in its cage.
Tank.
Tank.
Joe needs a large tank for his turtles.
Joe needs a large tank for his turtles.
Filter.
Filter.
Brian bought a filter to clean the water for his fish.
Brian bought a filter to clean the water for his fish.
All right, so here we are with our first word.
You have to get one of these for your cat.
Oh, I've got one. I know this one better than I want to know this one. It's litter box. Litter box. Basically, the cat toilet. Yes, where your little cat does its poo-poo and pee-pee is in the litter box, okay? It's a box, all right? So it's got four sides and a bottom. The cat goes inside, and that sand, that kind of sandy stuff that you put in, it's called litter, or kitty litter, as sometimes people call it. And it's actually kind of useful, because...This way you don't have to take your cat outside to do the bathroom, like with dogs.
Right.
The cat can do it inside, but it needs to be clean. And, of course, it doesn't smell very good. So you want to keep it, you know, not in the kitchen. Don't put it
gross.
In the kitchen. Put it somewhere sort of far away from where you are. But it's basically the toilet for the cat.
没错，如果猫咪要上厕所要去哪了，当然就是这个 litter box， 就是猫砂盆。那其实大家可能会觉得，litter 这个字好像很熟悉。没错，常常我们会看到路边不是有那种 sign 写 don't litter， 就是不要乱丢垃圾这样的意思。没错啦 ，litter 其实还有这个就是废弃物这样的意思啦，或者是乱扔东西这样的意思哦。OK， 不过在这里它指的是猫砂哦。Oh, you were just saying they can go pee pee or poo poo in the litter box.
Yep.
So how does that work? Pee is like liquidish.
Well,
the litter thing will actually...
It's got some sand that basically makes it into a ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that works with the poo-poo thing, too.
Well, the poo-poo just kind of gets covered with the sand.
Okay.
Cats are really smart. You know, when I first got my cat, he was so small. And then we taught him how to use the litter box. And I was kind of like, well, how do we teach him?
Right.
They just know.It's amazing. Like a bird just knows.
They're smarter than dogs.
They just know how to fly, or a fish just knows how to swim. Cats just know. So they kind of dig a hole, and then they and then they cover it up. And so it's
like
pretty good.
You didn't really teach it.
No, not at all.
Okay.
You just kind of drop it in there, and within...two or three days, it starts to go, I understand.
Like as a baby.
And it's not so bad. As the example sentence says, Chris cleans the cat's litter box every day so it doesn't smell. Chris cleans the cat's litter box every day so it doesn't smell. And that works. And of course, today, if you go to a good pet store, they have all these powders and things you can put in to make it smell even more.
Nice.
So I joke about it, but actually I never smell the litter box at home, even when I'm next to it. So it's really fairly clean.
所以还是要像 Chris 一样，每天都要清理这个猫砂盆，这样才不会臭臭的。Okay, and don't put it in the kitchen.
No, don't keep it there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, next thing, another bit of equipment for a cat tree.A cat tree, okay. Now, this is a little strange. It's not actually a tree.
Right.
It's something that maybe the cat can climb, but the most important thing is it's covered in something like carpet, something like you might have on the floor of your house to keep your feet warm, and the cat can scratch it with its claws. This is a good thing because cats naturally want to scratch things to sort of show that this is my land, this is my area. Okay, and if you don't have the tree, they might scratch your furniture.
Yeah.
Right? So your sofa, your chairs might get kind of damaged by the cat doing this. The cat has to, so you want to let the cat be the cat. But the tree might save your sofa, might save your furniture. So it's a good thing to have.
所以一定要买这个，就是 cat tree, 就是猫跳台，要不然它可能就会到处去抓你的 furniture, 你的家具，或者是我有听过好像会抓什么 iPads, 那个也不要。Okay, so better get one of these.
Yeah, very handy. And some of them, as I said, they can be really big and even have little, like, floors, so they can climb up and sleep up there. So it can also be somewhere that they can play
it's
and、
cute.
Chase each other around if you have several cats. For example,Anthony got a cat tree for his kitten to climb and scratch.
Aww.
Anthony got a cat tree for his kitten, his baby cat, to climb and scratch.
Okay, Anthony 买了一个猫跳台，好让他的小猫，这里的 kitten 就是小只的猫，就像 dog 的小狗是 puppy. Okay, 它可以攀爬，还有 scratch 是什么呢？就是抓。有时候我们很痒、很 itchy 的时候，我们就可能会 scratch.That's bad.
Okay, next word we have could be used for many animals, including people, actually.
Right.
Bedding. Bedding. It's just basically what you sleep on. My cat's bedding is a cushion. You know, some cats or dogs like to have their own blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can buy a special box or basket, and it's got a cushion built in, so it's a little more special just for the cat.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's anything that you can use to make the cat or dog comfortable and give them a place to sleep.
Okay. 所以接下来这个是比较很多种宠物都会有的 bedding, 就是宠物床或是宠物窝。那其实人也可以用到 bedding 啦，因为 bedding 本身就有寝具，像是床单啦，或者是床垫、床等等的意思哦。比方像是我可以说 wash your cat's bedding regularly, 因为可能就是会有味道，所以还是要经常的、频繁的赶快洗这个猫的这个床哦。
For example, Tina uses old newspaper as bedding for her pet rabbit. Tina uses old newspaper as bedding for her pet rabbit. Yeah, if you have a rabbit or a guinea pig or a mouse, you don't need a special cushion, but newspaper works very well, especially because they can go to the bathroom on
it
and nothing gets too dirty. You just change the newspaper. Okay, next we have cage. Now, this is something that's a little more useful for these small animals, like rabbits or mice. A cage is basically a box that you can look into. It's made of thin pieces of metal. Birds are also kept in cages, and it allows you to see the animal, to maybe put your finger in and touch the animal, but doesn't allow the animal to come out.
And
having little animals running around your house can be, well, dirty, because they might go to the bathroom, and you also might lose them or step on it in the middle of the night. So, of course, you want to put it in the cage when you're not at home. And some people also have cages for dogs or cats, but I don't agree with that. I think they're often too small for bigger animals. But for small animals like hamsters or birds, not fish. Don't put your fish in a cage. The fish will stay in. The water will fall out. That will be bad. But for smaller animals, a cage is great for their little home.
That's right. Cage 呢，当然就是笼子的意思，像是一些小宠物啦，比方呢，像是这个 hamster 就是仓鼠啦，或者是像刚刚提到的 birds 或是 parrot 就是鹦鹉啊等等，他们都需要笼子哦，对不对？要不然可能有时候鸟会飞走啦，或是小动物，我觉得真的我听过我朋友有踩到过这个他的小宠物。That sounds really scary. I don't want to step on my pet.
Okay. No, that would be bad. For example, the hamster has food, water, and toys in its cage. The hamster has food, water, and toys in its cage.
Okay, hamster 就是仓鼠的笼子里面有食物啦，有水呀，还有玩具啊。Actually, I want to have a ferret, 就是一个雪雕或是雕诶。
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you can keep it in a cage though.
Yeah, okay. I think you probably would. If you were going out, you'd want to, but they're a little bit bigger, but that's an interesting pet to have.
Okay.
Now, if you have a really small animal that will get out of the cage, you might want a tank, especially,
right.
of course, if the animal lives in water. Now, the main thing we think of with tanks are fish. A fish tank will hold a lot of water, and of course, you put the fish and the plants and all that cool-looking stuff inside there. But if you have turtles, you'll keep them in a tank. If you have a lizard or a snake, you'll keep it in a tank, something like that, too. It's basically a glass box that you can look through the glass, the window, and, of course, the animal can't come out.
Or spiders,
too. Yeah, scorpions, insects, ants. Some people have an ant farm in a tank. But basically, it's a glass box, so there's no way the animal is going to get out, or the water.
Okay, 所以水族箱英文就是 tank, 像是我们刚刚提到的鱼啦，或者是像是 turtles, 乌龟啦，或者是刚刚我说的蜘蛛 spider, 还有 lizard, okay, 就是像是一些蜥蜴之类的啊，他们其实都需要 tank 来让他们就是不会跑出去这样子，然后里面如果有水的话，里面也可以储存的水量哦。所以 water tank 呢，除了有这个水族箱，还有这个水塔的意思哦。那其他呢，像是平常生物，我们还可以看到 gas or oil tank 就是油槽的意思。
That's right, or an army tank. That's a different kind of tank.
Yeah, that's
good. Joe needs a large tank for his turtles. Joe needs a large tank for his turtles, not the army kind, just the glass kind. Okay, and if you have a tank, especially one for fish, you'll need a filter.
Okay.
A filter is something that allows water to go through or air to go through, but it catches all of those little things. People often wear something like a filter. We call it a mask. You might wear it over your nose when the air is very dirty, or it helps clean the water in a fish tank because little bits of poo or food can go in the water and it goes through the filter, cleans it out, and then the clean water comes out, giving the fish a healthier place to live.
Filter 当作名词在这里指的就是滤水器，但是当作动词它还有过滤或是滤除的意思哦。
All right, Brian bought a filter to clean the water for his fish. Brian bought a filter to clean the water for his fish.
Brian 买了一个滤水器来清洁养鱼的水哟。That's it for today. Let's now go to our wrap up.
We're well prepared, yeah. Well, by looking at, you know, collars and leashes and litter boxes for dogs and cats and tanks and filters and cages for the small animals, I can't really think of any other pet that we haven't sort of talked about these days. I mean, people don't keep horses and cows and goats at home. Those are farm animals. And
I want to pick pet pig.
A pet pig?
Yeah, like a mini one.
Really?
Yeah.
But they don't stay mini forever. They get bigger.
Okay, how about an imaginary pet?
Definitely.
And then I don't need to buy all those things I mentioned.
I know what you can do. You can go back to your childhood and get one of those Tamagotchis.
Oh, right! Remember those? 宠物鸡! I love those!
That's a pet. No poo-poo, no walking.
I remember that. I love it.
Never get sick. And if it dies, you just buy a new machine.
Maybe you can have one of those on your apps or something.
I think I saw somewhere they're getting popular again.
Nice.
So, you know, if you live at home and your parents say, no pets, you can still find a digital pet, a computer pet. But whatever you do, love your pet, treat it with respect. Remember, it's not a thing. It's not a bicycle or a computer game. It's a living animal. So treat it like a member of your family, and it will love you back forever. All right, we'll see you very soon, guys.
Bye-bye.
Love the animals. See you soon.
Can I be a pet?
A-Plus 小智慧
I want to lose weight this year, so I'm going to cut back on candy.
I want to lose weight this year, so I'm going to cut back on candy.
I want to lose weight this year. 都说小时候肥不是真的肥，别人都安慰我说这是婴儿肥 baby fat。最近我朋友的爸爸真的是一语敲醒梦中人，他说我都这么老了，怎么可能还是说 baby fat 呢？这也太伤人了，所以我不管，今年我就是要减肥。减肥的英文就是 lose weight， 失去体重啦。在填身高体重的时候，你一定会看到 W or H， 一定会要学这个字，就是 W 是取 weight， W E I G H T 这个字的字首啦，而 H 则是 height。H-E-I-G-H-T 意思是什么呢？超级好联想的吧，就是身高啦。新年新希望，除了说我想要减肥以外，总是要有具体的策略吧。我们来看今天的小聚会啦。 I want to lose weight this year, so I'm going to cut back on candy. Cut back on something 不是说要cut 用剪刀剪东西哦，意思是说减少降低，所以今天的小聚会就是说要少吃糖果来减肥。真的耶，新闻说啊，如果多吃糖会让人上瘾，越吃会越甜， especially if you have to buy Miltic every day， 那热量可是真的很惊人的耶。所以啊，如果今年你的新年新希望也是要减肥的话，今天的小聚会赶快学起来吧。 Let's review againI want to lose weight this year, so I'm going to cut back on candy. 真的。Alright, I will cut back on French fries this year.
I want to lose weight this year, so I'm going to cut back on candy.
I want to lose weight this year, so I'm going to cut back on candy.
Affect 跟 effect 都长得好像哦。
没有错啊，他们都是影响的意思啦。
咦，那他们一定可以互换咯。
对哦。
知道吗？英文有很多相似字，连英文为母语者的外国人也会傻傻分不清楚呢。For example,Most people, even native speakers like Johnny, often confuse affect and effect. 主要的原因啊，是因为这两个字都有影响的意思。可是注意哦，两者的词性 ，affect 它是个动词，而 effect 却是当作名词时才有影响、效果的意思哦。For example, technology affects our lives. 这里出现的动词 affect。就是表示啊，想想看，如果没有这个电脑啊，还有这个手机这样进步的科技，我们的生活应该会疯了吧？那如果要用名词 effect 来改写这个句子，当然咯 ，effect 是个名词，所以不可以直接代换动词 affect。不过你可以这么写哦 ，Technology has a great effect on our lives。其中的 have an effect on something or somebody， 这是表示对某人事物有影响的意思。另外，虽然一般动词 affect 都是用来表示影响的意思，不过它有另外一个意思，就是使感动。For example, I was deeply affected by the movie. 意思就是那部电影使我非常的感动啊。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
当作影响的意思的时候 ，affect 是个动词，而 effect 是名词，不要搞错或是拼错咯。如果真的想要用 effect 来表示影响，通常会用 have an effect on something or somebody.
What does my pet need?
Litter box.
Litter box.
Chris cleans the cat's litter box every day so it doesn't smell.
Chris cleans the cat's litter box every day.So it doesn't smell.
Cat tree.
Cat tree.
Anthony got a cat tree for his kitten to climb and scratch.
Anthony got a cat tree for his kitten to climb and scratch.
Bedding.
Bedding.
Tina uses old newspaper as bedding for her pet rabbit.
Tina uses old newspaper as bedding for her pet rabbit.
Cage.
Cage.
The hamster has food, water, and toys in its cage.
The hamster has food, water, and toys in its cage.
Tank.
Tank.
Joe needs a large tank for his turtles.
Joe needs a large tank for his turtles.
Filter.
Filter.
Brian bought a filter to clean the water for his fish.
Brian bought a filter to clean the water for his fish.